Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I don't think we'll be seeing him in Buffalo anytime soon. And again, the start of training camp will be the next critical moment. If they don't have a deal done there by then, does James Cook show up for training camp? Does he risk the penalties that come along in the collective bargaining agreement if he doesn't show up? But look, we've seen the Philadelphia Eagles this offseason reward Saquon Barkley. We've seen the Baltimore Ravens reward Derrick Henry. We have not seen the Buffalo Bills pay James Cook yet.
Oof.
Yes, he will be at training camp. No, he will not risk incurring the penalties and fines that would come with missing minicamp. Sorry. Well, he's going to be at training camp now, too. If he's at minicamp, he's going to be at training camp. I mean, that's a pretty safe assumption there, right?
I feel like it is. I feel like it is. Like,
especially because you have to be at least the first day of training camp.
I do. I really enjoy that loophole.
Yes.
I really do. Like, if it ever happened to the Bills, I'd hate it. But if I saw, like, it, let's say it happened to the Raiders, that would be my favorite thing of the week.
It's spicy.
Is that a player showed up for one day to make sure they get their accrued season and then left?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
But,
oh, man, it's like, it again, I had this strong inkling that the Schefter report meant nothing. And not that it meant nothing, but it was a public negotiation tactic. I'm not going to necessarily say that Adam Schefter missed. He was given what he was given, mm-hmm, and yep, he said it. My bet is that was a negotiation tactic by agency to get them back to the table. Be like, hey, let's get this actually hammered out and done. Like, obviously, James is going to be here at minicamp, but let's actually get back to talking. Let's actually see if we can hammer something out and not have to ask this question again in February.
So Sal brought it up too, and we just ran out of time with him because I kind of wanted to pick his brain on it a little bit. I can pick his brain tomorrow. But he mentioned that, you know, maybe he's coming to town because maybe there's a new development there, what have you. And Derek, like you said there, it's not that maybe Schefter missed. Schefter, for all the grief many of us give him, is connected. He typically is talking to agents and or players personally.
He's using the information that was supplied to him.
Yep.
And then going off of his basis of what is being said. That is what an insider does. Sometimes the information is not accurate from a trusted source, or it is meant to be used as a different sort of tactic. It is not purely informational. It is tactical.
Mm-hmm.
It is sometimes a public negotiation tactic. If a player and a team are at an impasse, this is something that often happens. An insider will then... the word that's thrown around is carry water for player
right.
or team.
It's right.
Depending on the relationship or the statement and how the tone is sent.
Some of the tweets even feel like,
yeah,
okay, you were sent that and you copy-pasted.
Ready?
It.
Why do you think Jordan Schultz went after Ian Rappaport in a Starbucks?
Yeah.
Information was supplied to each of them tactically. And
Schultz didn't like how Rappaport portrayed it.
Exactly. So, like, these things happen. So I'm not even going to necessarily say that Schefter missed. I'm not even going to dunk on it necessarily because of the fact you were told what you were told, and my bet is there was an intention behind that, and you let the insider do a little bit of the work for you,
mm-hmm,
when it comes to negotiation.
But so now, maybe one of the discussions now for the next few days, should we be on Cook extension watch?
And I say no. Mm-hmm. I think this is a January, February, whenever the Bills get eliminated discussion. I'm hoping that we don't have to talk about this until like February 9th.
Well, right, because you've also been, though, on the feeling that he would be here anyways. So this really doesn't change much for you.
He said it.
Yeah.
And I took what his words were at mm-hmm. face value because of the type of personality that James Cook is. Sal said it last segment, yep. and I am 1,000% on that because it's an easy read.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a grab the microphone, attention all on me guy. All he has been saying all offseason is, I just want to get paid more.
Yeah.
I just want a raise. That is something that is inherently human. He has not said, heck the Bills for not getting it for me. Or, you know, like, poo-poo on the team.
Yep.
None of this. I'm not seeing any Antonio Brown wackiness. I'm not seeing anything. I don't even know if I saw anything about, like, he removed the Bills from, like, Instagram or anything.
I don't think so.
Maybe it's because I don't pay attention to that as much, but I don't know if I even heard anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw James Cook on a live stream crumbling up papers showing images of AFC East rivals and the Chiefs.
It wasn't Deion Dawkins level, but it was close.
But what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing in that and hearing in that is, oh, there's loyalty to the crest. He's mm-hmm. still going to be here he's going to be here this year, and he's not going to worry about it. You don't go having fun with it against other teams that the Bills are rivals with.
Mm-hmm.
Without acknowledging, you're a Bill. That's Cam Ward on Fortnite saying that, what was it?
Well, when he's naming his top five receivers.
Yeah.
And one of them is Treylon Burks. And yeah. everyone's like, dude, he may not even be a Titan tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That's it. Yeah, and like, Callahan's one of the best coaches in the league. Like, come on, man. Sometimes the obvious is obvious. And that.
It's my favorite thing
in
from
that
season.
Moment, Cook just being his natural self on a stream, just hanging out and vibing. Being his natural self, saying, attack with the Chiefs, baby. Mm-hmm. Like, that's being a Bill.
Yeah.
That tells me, yeah, you're going to be here. I have no worries about you skipping OTAs. Zero, as a matter of fact.
It is nice, though. I mean, like, this was really the only storyline going in. Like, now it goes to what OTAs, minicamp, even training camp to a certain extent, depending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the team you are, the main story is always like, don't get hurt.
Vibes are now ecstatic. I cannot wait to eat that Snickers.
Oh, yeah. If anyone doesn't know, there's a Snickers that we have here that is don't open unless we win a Super Bowl. There's also a chocolate Stanley Cup that I have to assume has been here for 15 years.
Not 15, but definitely since I've been here.
Josh is trying to look for the date. Now he's going to find one.
Oh, no.
Oh, the face.
Maybe the expiration date. This chocolate expired in 2018.
Oh, boy.
Yes!
For reference, I mean, it's after 2012 because the Winnipeg Jets are on there. Oh,
okay.
But.
So we don't have a Thrashers logo. That's nice.
You still have the old Arizona Coyotes logo.
The good one. Got it.
You still have the old Ottawa Senators logo. Yeah. And the old Ducks and Sabres logos. Like, it's an old
It's an old chocolate Stanley Cup.
Yeah, so, okay. So
now
looking,
we have a Snickers
bar.
What
are we looking at? Tank era?
Probably around there.
Okay. So before I showed up, but still.
But incredible. No, the significance of the Snickers bar is that Josh Allen's going to be on the wrapper of all these Snickers bars. So if you go
Now the significance of that Snickers bar is that we're not allowed to eat it until the Bills win a Super Bowl.
Right, because Josh Allen's on it.
But I know that if they do, I'm in the building.
And I'm in the building.
I will absolutely grab the Snickers bar. You will be busy. Maybe.
I'll be busy. Josh, will you be here?
You won't be here.
Yeah, no, you were not going to be here.
So the three of us.
Josh will be at home. He was like, I'll get here at 5 in the morning.
And
Am I large enough to worry about a chocolate bar during a Bills Super Bowl? Yes.
There you go. The chocolate Stanley Cup, though, like that's one you got to share.
Yes.
That's like an Easter candy where like your parents got you like the big one. You're like,
not anymore.
That's going to take me 6 months to eat.
Yeah, actually like you can have all of that.
It's like a coffee cup size, like a coffee mug size Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. It's a big Stanley Cup.
You're sharing that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, you can have it now. All you. You can take care of that one, big dog.
Chocolate doesn't expire.
I was going to say, yeah, what's bad chocolate actually going to do to my body?
It might make your stomach hurt a little.
You get the tummy aches.
I drink energy drinks like they're water, and I eat bad food all the time. My body will be fine. My body's a temple, just not a good
You're
one.
You're also like 27.
I probably got a few more years before the metabolism
You can get away with eating an expired cup. I can't.
But I'm wondering, though, what's expired chocolate's not going to kill me. I'll be fine.
You say that now.
Now, if I eat too much regular chocolate, I get it. But like, I have a piece or two of it, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. No worries.
You know what? Sabres win the Stanley Cup, you should eat the whole thing.
Expired chocolate may become more brittle, develop a white coating called bloom, which is not mold, but a reaction to temperature fluctuations. Okay. And it may taste stale or rancid.
So it's just going to taste like garbage. We're fine. I have zero issues.
Sabres win the Stanley Cup this year, you have to eat the whole thing.
I'm not eating the whole thing, though.
This year?
I'm not eating the whole
thing.
That's the crazy part. This year.
That's the insane part.
That's why I said it.
803-0550, the number to call. We are hoping to hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott at 11:45. We hope to carry as much of that for you as we can. But the big news of the day, James Cook is in attendance for Bills mandatory minicamp. If you want to give your thoughts on that, 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, we're with you until 12 o'clock. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.